This is Northwest Public Radio and StoryCorps Northwest. I'm Reed Michelson. With Thanksgiving coming up, we're all thinking of some of our best family stories. Every family has those tales that come up around the dinner table every year. For Tri-Cities resident Celeste Allen, it's a family vacation gone awry.
When school was out, we made a trip to California, a family trip, and that was the big Fowkes family fiasco vacation. There were the eight of us, plus my aunt, in a Dodge station wagon with three seats, and we went to Crater Lake, right? Crater Lake. And my brother John was acting up, and he was much younger and quite a handful, and my dad kept telling him to behave, and he didn't. So my dad just stopped the car and kicked John out, and we went on down the road. Well, this was pretty routine in our family, but my aunt, who'd never been with us before, was horrified that they were going to throw John out of the car. And so my dad drove about 10 miles until he cooled down and then turned around. And, you know, John's used to this. And so he's just walking down the road waiting for dad to come back. So, you know, my aunt never got over that. But then we got to
Klamath Falls,
and we had car trouble. And so we were having our tires changed or something, and it took a long time. And my dad, being the impatient person he was, once it was done, gathered us all in, and we headed down the road. And we're about, maybe 40, 45 miles down the road, and my mother calls back, because my brother and I are in the back seat, and asks if my little sister, Jody, is with us. And Jody's like 15 years younger than me. And I go, no, Jody's not with us. And so we looked, and Jody wasn't in the car. And so we figured Jody was in the camper trailer. So we pulled over, and Jody wasn't in the camper trailer. We'd left Jody at the filling station. So the filling station had called ahead to the California border to stop these crazy people that left their daughter. But luckily, we found out before we figured it out. We went back, and my dad parked a block away and made my mother go up and get my sister because he was too embarrassed. But when we got to the California border, they stopped us, and everybody had to come out and look at the family that left their little girl. That's always in the Fowkes family folklore, is the trip to drop me off at Red Bluff.
That was Celeste Allen sharing a family vacation tale. You can hear this story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to StoryCorps Northwest sponsors, Chinaberry Hill, a luxury urban B&B in Tacoma, and Multiplication.com.